This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A new $6 billion aid package from the U.S. will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans.
No more hiding, no more fear!
No more hiding, no more fear!
Meanwhile in New York, Columbia's embattled president Manoush Shafiq has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. You'll find expanded coverage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers this week gave social media video app TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance until mid-January to divest the social network or face a nationwide ban, but the company may have another idea. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Reuters sources say the company will shut TikTok down in the U.S. rather than sell it. That's because the algorithm that powers the app is seen as ByteDance's most valuable asset. It drives other platforms owned by the firm, and sources say it's seen as more advanced than products from rivals like Tencent. Separating it from TikTok as part of any sale looks to be legally and technically all but impossible. Instead, ByteDance could just shut the app down in the US and live without its 170 million users there. Late Thursday, the company would only say that it had no plan to sell TikTok.
Julian Satterwhite from Reuters. The flame that will burn at the Paris Olympics has been formally handed over to French organizers. The ceremony on Friday was held in the all-marble stadium where the first modern games were held in Athens in 1896. The flame will depart for the southern French port city of Marseille on Saturday on a 19th-century French sailing ship to make landfall 12 days later after a journey across the Mediterranean Sea. The flame was kindled on April 16th at Olympia in southern Greece, where the ancient games were held for more than 1,000 years. The Paris Games open on July 26th. Trump's former executive assistant concludes her testimony in his hush money trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court.
We sit here day after day after day, which is their plan.
Trump also invited President Biden to a debate.
We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
In an interview, President Biden said he would debate Trump in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's been only a day since the Transitional Presidential Council was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands on its members is rapidly growing. Now that the Caribbean nation has new leaders, they're under pressure to produce quick results despite a deep-seated crisis that has been years in the making. More than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January to March alone, and more than 90,000 have fled the capital of Port-au-Prince so far this year, amid relentless gang violence. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.